Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Jews for Jesus is seeking dismissal of a frivolous defamation case. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, well, we have recently filed an opening brief to the California Court of Appeal on behalf of the organization called Jews for Jesus, because they're seeking to dismiss this frivolous lawsuit by this person who is saying that this photograph is him, but it's absurd because it's a blurred stock photo that you get on the social media, and he's saying that it's him.
You know, in this particular case, we have filed a lawsuit on the basis of anti-SLAPP, and that is a counteraction to this lawsuit where someone tries to restrict your First Amendment free speech rights, and that's exactly what's happening here. This particular individual says that he is an Orthodox Jew who is an aspiring rabbi, and he lives in Israel. Look, I'm a strong supporter of people in Israel and certainly the Jewish people. But this individual, Ariel Amitai, claims that Jews for Jesus deliberately defamed him by using a blurred stock photo on social media that he says associated him with the Christian outreach ministry.
I mean, that makes no sense. Why would they target one person like that? That makes no sense.
Well, and there's actually good case law regarding using stock photos. In this particular case, it's a stock photo. And they blurred his face. So even in the stock photo, it didn't have a blurred face. They actually blurred his face. So they used a stock photo,
which would be a model.
And they blurred his face. And then they did not identify him. So you could see that he had an IDF uniform on. And the point of the article for Jews for Jesus is that Jews for Jesus was passing out Bibles to IDF soldiers during the Gaza War.
Yeah, it's a messianic Christian organization. So they wanted the soldiers to be able to read the gospel.
So they did not identify anybody. They didn't even know who this person was in the photograph, but he wasn't identified. There was no identifiable information that could be gleaned from the photograph. It wasn't about him. It was just simply the background for an article about their Christian mission to distribute Bibles to the IDF soldiers. That's it. And then Ariel Amitai says, oh, that's me. That's me in the picture. Well, you can't tell that it's Ariel Amitai. He's not identified. And his face is blurred.
I know.
And it's from a stock photo. And so he says, no, it's me, and you have intentionally defamed me. Well, how can they intentionally defame you if they don't know you? They don't know who you are. They didn't identify you, and they didn't identify you as a recipient of their Bible distribution, or that you're supporting their Bible distribution. So that's the lawsuit. They have sought millions of dollars against Jews for Jesus. And frankly, I think it's just a ploy that is an anti-messianic Jewish attack. Obviously, you know, I respect his religious beliefs, and he may vehemently disagree with Jews for Jesus, but at the same time, Jews for Jesus, you know, they have a right to their Christian mission. They have a right under the First Amendment Free Speech Clause. They have a right under the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause to exist and to do what they do, and that is to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ and present it to the Jewish people. He may not like that. That's his prerogative not to like it. This is America. But what he can't do is to use the courts to stop them from engaging in their Christian ministry.
Yeah, I mean, in our lawsuit, we've argued this whole case should be dismissed, which is just ridiculous in my view, and because no reasonable viewer could or would interpret the blurred picture, which even under another person's name in the caption, to be false or defamatory toward Amitai. The brief notes also would be to invite other frivolous lawsuits involving First Amendment-protected religious speech, which anti-SLAPP laws guard against.
Well, there are several precedents involving stock photographs that illustrate our point. One is Hausman versus Publications Paso del Norte. It's a Texas customs agent who sued a newspaper for placing an unidentified photo of him working at a checkpoint next to an article about a corrupt customs official taking bribes from drug traffickers. The court sided with the newspaper. Since the article identified the corrupt official by name in the article, where no reasonable reader would have been misled to believe that the unidentified agent in the photo was that corrupt agent. And in fact, they didn't even blur his name in this case or his face. And that's what Jews for Jesus did. They blurred out the name or the face. And they didn't mention any name, by the way, because they didn't know who this person was.
And that tells you their intent. If they're going to proactively blur a picture, they're not intending to target anyone in this case.
Absolutely. In another case, Grimsley versus CBS Broadcasting, a federal court sided with a law enforcement officer rather than the media because of a different circumstance. In that case, CBS ran a story about two sheriff's deputies who were fired in connection with the death of a mentally ill detainee. The story prominently featured a stock photo of a sheriff not involved in the story, yet his name was visible in the photo. So his name on his person was visible. Even though the article identified the two sheriffs involved in the incident, a federal court sided against CBS, ruling that the sheriff's name in the photo was defamatory since it plausibly connected him to the incident. So what they both signify when you put those together is for the media content to be defamatory, it must unmistakably convey to a reasonable reader an identity in connection to the alleged defamation. Since Amate in this case was not named, captioned, or expressly identified at all, in fact, he was even blurred out, Amate's claims must fail. That's what we write in the brief.
And I believe in the picture, the person was in a IDF uniform as well with a blurred face. So how many people could possibly, but again, it's probably a model if they use stock photos.
Well, it's just a photo. That's a stock photo and it's on this stock photo list. You know, he filed his lawsuit on Christmas Eve, interestingly, 2024, seeking $5 million in punitive damages.
Seriously?
This is unbelievable.
Wow.
Now we had another case some years ago down in South Florida, and there was an attorney who also was an aspiring rabbi who filed suit on behalf of his Jewish client against Jews for Jesus because Jews for Jesus had a story about this individual who was dying and he was in the hospital and he said that he believed in Yeshua and they published that. Well, after he died, then the surviving widow, years later, decided to file suit for defamation, trying to get a new false light cause of action recognized in Florida. And we took that all the way to the Florida Supreme Court. I argued at the Florida Supreme Court. Florida rejected the false light claim and found four Jews for Jesus against this attorney who brought this lawsuit. He then continued to file multiple complaints and use the court system to defame Jews for Jesus. We warned him. The court sanctioned him. He did it again. Hmm. The court sanctioned him. I think he got sanctioned two, maybe possibly three times. Total, this attorney had to pay over $100,000 personally.
He doesn't learn well, does
for
he?
For filing these frivolous lawsuits where he was using the court system to defame. You can't just put in your court pleadings anything you want to and assume that you're immune from defamation. He alleged defamation against Jews for Jesus. We won. We ended up getting it against him because of what he did to Jews for Jesus, and he had to pay over $100,000 in attorney's fees. Mm. This is a very similar case in that respect. Same kind of scenario, different facts, but the same situation where they're trying to silence this Jews for Jesus ministry that's been around for many, many years. In fact, there's a case, Jews for Jesus versus the Los Angeles International Airport, that went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. that ultimately ruled in favor of Jews for Jesus in their right to distribute literature at international airports. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website on this or other legal issues, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up at the Liberty Counsel webpage for our emails and our newsletter, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.